Hiranohoshi 236. O Son of Spirit, burst thy cage asunder, and even as the phoenix of love, soar into the firmament of holiness. Renounce thyself, and filled with the Spirit of mercy, abide in the realm of celestial sanctity. Once there were five little children living in Okinawa. One day, Asma came sadly into the kitchen, holding the bowl with his pet turtle in it. The turtle was not moving. Mother examined the turtle as the children gathered round and sadly pronounced, "I don't think he will be moving anymore." "What?" said Asma, who had a very tender heart and loved all animals. "She means it's dead, dummy," yelled Riaz, his younger brother. The girls were also quite upset. "What will happen to him, Mommy? Will he go to heaven like Grandpa did? Is there a heaven just for turtles?" Mother sighed, wrapped up the turtle in a clean cloth, and gave it to Asma. "I will tell you what I know about life after death as we bury this poor little guy." The five children dug a small hole in the yard and put the little turtle in it and covered it over with dirt. Shala and Anissa had brought flowers to place on top. As they sat quietly staring at the tiny grave, Mother began. "What I understand from reading the teachings of Baha'u'llah is that there is an animal spirit. When the animal dies, it goes back to the great gathering of animal spirit. I think of it kind of like a big ball of clay that you can pinch off to make a little cat or a little turtle. But when the animal's body dies, the spirit goes back to the big ball of clay again and gets mixed in with all the other clay, so you can't tell it apart anymore." "Is that what happened to Grandpa?" asked Mona. "No, sweetheart," said Mother. "Baha'u'llah teaches us that people have a human spirit which can recognize God and His great teachers. That human spirit is called the soul. This soul comes from the world of God, and it becomes an individual, meaning its own self, as soon as the baby is in the womb of its mother. The soul stays with the baby as it grows, and the soul learns all the things that God wants it to know while it is here on earth. When the person gets old and dies..."
"Like Grandpa!" shouted Riaz.
"Yes, like Grandpa," said Mother. "The soul goes back to the spiritual worlds of God as an individual and continues on forever to grow closer and closer to God. So Grandpa will always be Grandpa, even if he doesn't have his own body anymore." "So will Grandpa always remember us?" asked Mona.
"Yes," answered Mother. "Grandpa will remember everything that happened in his life and how it affected everyone around him. The good things he did will make him happy, and the not so good things will make him sad."
"I remember when Grandpa came here to visit us, and we played the game Sorry together, and I won," said Shala.
Everyone laughed. "I'm sure remembering those times will make Grandpa very happy, because he loved each of you very much.
And that's the most important thing we'll know in the next world, love," explained Mother.
"Another way to look at death," said Mother, "is by thinking of a bird in a cage. The bird is our soul, and the cage is our body. The bird is the important thing, not the cage. When the cage breaks open, the bird is free to soar up to the heavens. When we die, our soul will be free to be with all the people we love in this world and the next, all at the same time."
"Also," said Mother, "think of a baby in its mother's womb. It's growing arms and legs and ears and eyes, and it doesn't really need any of those things in the mother's womb. But when it's born, it will need all those things. And if it didn't get them, it will be born handicapped.
The same way our souls are getting spiritual arms and legs. Can you guess what those might be?
I know, said Riaz. Generosity,
his best quality.
Justice, added Ozma, his favorite attribute.
Responsibility, said Mona, who was always very responsible.
Friendliness, said Shala, something she was very good at.
Patience, said little Anissa, who needed a lot of that, being the youngest of five.
Yes, said Mother, all these attributes are our spiritual arms and legs, the things our soul will need when we get to the next world to help us grow closer to God.
So the little turtle's job is finished. All animals were put on earth to help man learn more about God. This little turtle taught us how to love a little bit more, to be more responsible for it, and generous with our time in taking care of it.
Our jobs, though, began when our souls were connected with our body in our mother's womb, and it will go on forever. Our job, our purpose for being, is to always grow closer to God, and that job never finishes.
The children sat quietly for a few minutes. Then Riaz and Shala, finally all of them joined in on this little song that they'd sung when their grandfather had died last year.
We all come from God, and unto Him do we return, like a river flowing to the ocean, like a ray of light returning to the sun. We all come from God, and to Him do we return, and to